Slaves have nothing. Everyone and everything they care about can be taken from them in a heartbeat. It's the first thing slaves know instinctively. No one has to teach it to them. That knowledge settles into their bones, and only with real effort can they prevent it from slipping into their souls. That's the tricky part. No chains bind my wrists or my neck like those of us who work in the mines. But chains are only one sign of slavery, and not the most important. Look deeper, and all the rest are there. I have no rights, no freedom. Any winget can take everything I've worked for, and I'd have no recourse, no higher authority to call upon, no judge to come to my rescue. Still, being a slave is as much a state of mind as it is a condition imposed upon us by others. Here, I offer my resistance, my claim at freedom. The wingets think they can decide my fate, rule over me with impunity, but I'll be damned if I let them. I'd rather go to the next life than grovel at their feet in this one. In this kingdom, the wingets rule over the wingless. That's what they call us, the wingless. A derogatory slur they've coined because they have wings and we don't. Even worse, we've adopted the same name to refer to ourselves. How dumb is that? It's almost as if they've won before we've even tried to fight. No thanks, I'm going to fight. We had our time. Once, sorcerers ruled over the land, but the wingets stole it from us. Over 1,000 years ago, the wingets made a deal with the evil shadow creatures to eradicate magic from the world. Without magic, the wingets defeated the sorcerers, and, without the sorcerers for protection, enslaved the wingless. Wingets failed to realize one critical error, though. Magic can't be truly vanquished. It's slowly returning. And when it does, we'll get our rightful place back, or die trying. We clear the forest and pull our horses to a stop. From here, we can look past the dead zone that rings Capital City and up to the Royal Palace. As always, my body clenches into a tight fist at the sight of King Farah's home, the royal palace of the House of Dabloom. I dismount and glance up at my riding companion. John Teal looks down at me from his perch and grins. He's dressed in all black leather, a black cape that flows over his broad shoulders, tight leather pants, and a long-sleeved shirt with silver studs in the forearm. He's unbuttoned the shirt halfway down the front, and his long black hair falls freely to his shoulders. He's sheathed a sword at his right hip and slung a bow and quiver of arrows over his left shoulder. It's obvious what he is, which is the way he wants it, and that's the one thing I like about him. He's not subtle, and neither am I. We're both punch-you-in-the-face type folks. The amused expression on his rather large, square face bothers me, though. Why do you have that stupid smirk on your mug?
You hate them as much as anyone, don't you, Kasara?
You know I do. The winged beasts treat us like slaves just because we can't fly. I'd kill the lot of them if I could. He grins.
I imagine one day you'll kill them all.
Damn right. And what about you? He shrugs.
I hate them, but it's a slow, simmering hate I can control. Your hate bubbles to the surface so easily.
The wind blows hot against my face, and I turn my attention back to Capital City and the Royal Palace.